Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 108, Slaz. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me and Rulner up to date about what is going on for me artistically and in my life, I guess, because, you know, context. Hi, if you know me, here I am, I'm talking. If you don't know me, I don't know how you found this, but I guess you're welcome to listen. Go ahead. You might be missing some context that people who know me might have. But anyway, if this is your first update, you might want to check out updates 1, 2, 52, and 98. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against listening to every single update because there's more than 100 of them and they weren't designed to be listened to like that. Yeah, so no surprise, I'm running behind again. I'm not going to run through the excuses, but enough. Let it be known that today is literally the first day since the last update that I found myself at home with access to my computer and some degree of privacy. If you hear any noises in the background, there were two workers in replacing the floor in the hall and downstairs toilet area and the upstairs toilet area. Although actually, I think they're gone. I haven't heard anything in about 10 minutes. They usually leave around 4:35. One of them actually, I went out to use the washroom earlier and one of them monologued at me for a bit and I had to just sort of smile and nod. Because, my Japanese is pretty bad. Usually I do okay, but so a lot of Japanese people don't realize that you need to speak more slowly and use smaller words when you're talking to someone who's not a native speaker of your native language. And then on top of that, add somebody who's old, like older. This guy's in his 60s, I'm sure. And compare it to learning how to speak Parisian French, being okay with it, and then somebody drops you into the middle of Quebec City and asks you to have a conversation with a plumber who's like 75 years old. That's sort of the situation I found myself in. So smiling and nodding, and I mostly got through that. And then excusing myself. In any case, very embarrassing. As I said to my friends, Bridget and Ken, recently, my Japanese is really good for someone who's been living here a year. Embarrassing, yeah. Some good news. I've upgraded the audio interface that I'm using to record this to one that, again, takes external power. So I'm no longer going to be at the mercy of whatever the hell buzzing my computer was making along its USB line, or at least not to the same degree as I was before. So that's good stuff. I like that. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear a difference. I won't know until I play this back, and I'm not going to do that yet. I think I may have finally, with this last hardware upgrade and the plugin settings I tweaked a couple weeks ago, I think I may finally have the sound thing dialed in. You'll have to let me know if anyone's actually listening to it. Oh, by the way, if you hear that my voice is slightly going, it's allergy season and my throat is not doing so great with the constant post-nasal drip going on. Other personal notes, I just bought a little affordable amplifier for my computer desk. So I don't have to use those terrible PC speakers that I've been using for the last decade. They were fine. They were not the worst PC speakers I've ever used, but they were slowly dying. For the last few years, they've been suffering from a Dickey audio cable. Sadly, one that was hardwired in, so it would have been quite a job to trace the fault and repair it. And to be honest, I wasn't really super happy with the sound quality anyway. Like a lot of PC speakers, they were quite muddy. So kind of okay for listening to music the middle is really loud and the bass is kind of loud. It's pleasant, but less good for like listening back to text or not text, but spoken word or playing back the podcast. So it meant that I was always doing all my editings with headphones, my editings when I was editing the, Miss Charlotte podcast, which I still need to do. That is still on my list of things to do. Maybe I'll get to it in May. Right. Where was I? I've replaced it with two sort of bookshelf size speakers. Not the size of a bookshelf. They're the size that goes on a bookshelf. They're from an old mini system I bought like first year here, I think. And that system has since died. I had to do some surgery on it because as it died, it ate one of my CDs. But the speakers were fine, so I kept them, hoping to hook them up to something and use them. So I finally did, and they're great. There's no bottom end, though. So this weekend, when I went to trash the PC speakers at the secondhand store, I shopped around and I found a little 3,000 yen subwoofer. So that's about $30 Canadian. And it's ugly. It's beaten up, but it does the job. So, yeah, that was a longer personal note than I intended, but the sound situation has improved both on input and on output in the last few days, and I'm very happy with that. But let's get on to the actual updates. YTG updates this week, the Interference Project. So Barbara has broken the show down into three scenes now that we're working on. I think I mentioned this last time. So in addition to those three scenes, we're doing a presentation at the beginning on the artist Kabakov, because there's a lot that the show, some of the visual ideas come out of his conceptual art. And we have an introductory puppet scene that we're going to do as well. But the three main scenes are the murder of Uncle Seroja, Barbara and Marco as disembodied voices in the future when people don't have bodies anymore, and Lilia and Mayakovsky, the Soviet poet, going to Eden. So this week, we mostly, Tuesday, we mostly dealt with technical issues before proceeding with rehearsing the two scenes that have actual acting in them. And then on Wednesday, and also just taking a bunch of photos, because we have all our photos are of the experimental stage. We were doing really colorful stuff. And now we're going more sort of basic for the show and for the scenes themselves. So I wanted the show photos to reflect that. And because we needed them for promoting the show. And for the Mayakovsky scene, I'm going to be reading a poem directed to the sun in Russian. Did I mention I'm going to be reading it in Russian? Well, I didn't, but I am. I do not speak Russian. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. So I'm just reading phonetically off paper. That should be interesting. There's some dialogue in the scene later on, but luckily I only have one word, pochemu, or pochemu. Anyway, I had to work on that. My one line that I actually had to do acting on. Anyway, we're going full tilt next week. We're in production week. So from Monday, I'm in basically 10 plus hours every day. We have to properly rehearse everything during the production week. We've got the scenes sort of blocked out, but we need to actually go in and rehearse them and get to full intensity on them. So I'll be there 10 plus hours a day. I will be rotating other people in and out. The teams aren't going to overlap. The set team is not going to overlap with Xander, who's doing lights. I just kind of don't want them in the room at the same time. The set people sort of have suggested they want to just do their job and not have anyone else there. I will be there because they need to be supervised, but nobody else will be. Anyway, so my big job over the next day or two is scheduling. And yeah, but the show is next week. Please come and see it. Again, I don't know if anyone's listening to this, but if you are, go to ytg.jp/interference, or you can just click shows and then click on the interference link there. It is available for viewing online. It'll be broadcast simultaneously, so we're doing it at really weird times here so that people will be able to watch it in their own time zones. It's going to be interesting, and we want feedback from the audience. That's the point of the spring showcase. All right, updates on anxiety. The money has been transferred and has arrived. Well, half of it, the first half of the payment. And so once Interference is done, I'm going to go all in on casting the show. I have some idea of who I want as dancers and where to recruit from, although most of them will not be English speakers. And I have some ideas of how I'm going to cast the main cast. I'm definitely going to have to figure out some kind of payment thing. I had to balance production costs with making sure I get paid what I'm worth in the form of YTG paying its debts back to me. If I'm going to put off applying for project management jobs and taking project management jobs this summer, I need to get compensated for that. So that's got to happen. But I've got to balance that out with the production itself, and I've got to balance that with making sure my lead actors get something. What I'm thinking of doing is like a small fee to cover transportation costs, and then a share of the box office. So either that would be a percentage share, or I would let them just have their own ticket selling page and they can sell their own tickets and they just keep whatever they make. Because I really just care that people show up at the show, since the show has already been essentially paid for. Okay. Nerd Night. Next event is April 18th. Tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. It will be good. It's about rockets and stuff. Photography stuff. My invoice has been approved. I'm just waiting for the money to come now. I also did some more kid stuff. I did another shoot for Hammy's After School Club. I have not had time to process those photos yet. Yesterday project, Miku, the intern, has gathered some studio information. So I will start to look at that once interference is done. But she's building up a little bit of a spreadsheet with studio stuff in there. So that's good. So I will be able to start making decisions and start doing budgeting. All right, I think that's it for this time, this week probably. And yeah, really looking forward. The next week's going to be hard. I think I might record next week's update from the studio, just because I'm not going to be at home at all, probably. So be prepared for horrible sound quality, because I'll just be recording it on my phone. All right, that's it for me. Andrew out. Oh yeah, and I forgot to explain. Slaz, the title of the episode, is the first line of the poem that I'm doing in Russian. That's all. I thought I should tack that on and explain that. Sorry to do it after the closing music. All right. Out again.